Making Dreams Come True. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. Making Dreams Come True. We have the opportunity of making dreams come true in our world. Do we want to make dreams come true? Do we want to have all of the things that pop through our imagination reveal themselves and fulfill themselves in our life and in our experience? Do we want that? Well, it would seem that we should like it. That's why they come there. That's why those wonderful experiences jump into our mind and jump into our consciousness and say, hey, look at me. Isn't this exciting? Just imagine thinking your thought and immediately having it revealed. Just imagine speaking positive words and having a positive universe around yourself. Just imagine doing wonderful things and having wonderful things happen all the time, wherever you are, under whatever you're doing. Now I'm getting my morning walk here on the campus of the University of Healing, and the temperature is right around freezing. Lovely day. Here it is, the 1st of March. And, oh, the sky is so crystal clear. All the mountains stand out in beautiful array everywhere. Glorious to see. Everything is just so sparkling. The sun is just beginning to peep up over the top of the mountain to say good morning. Oh, yes, it's a lovely day. Now, back to having the dreams of our heart be realized. Now, it's a lot of fun to investigate what our origin was, where we came from, how we evolved from the apes to mankind, or from the fish to the mammals to all sorts of things. And that's a fascinating research, a fascinating bit of time. And it takes our attention and it takes our thought. Oh, it would be wonderful to bring poverty to an end on the world, to bring peace everywhere, to bring joy and goodness everywhere. Well, these things are good. Oh yes, these things are noble and fine. But of what value are these things if we leave our imagination, if we leave the thoughts that are in our inner self, lie dormant, lie unrevealed? If we were to say, I am master of my thought, and we do say that, if we were to say, I am the creator of my world, and we do say that, if we were to say that every thought I think results in an experience in my life, and that's true. Now, if we were to say that, all we have to do is say, there now is abundance everywhere. Everyone on the face of the earth, everyone in the universe lives in abundance. Everyone, everywhere, enjoys all of the good that could possibly be. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Isn't that a wonderful concept? Oh, let's work on making more weapons of war. Let's work on making them bigger and more fantastic and more glorious. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, yes, it helps the rest of the economy. It helps the rest of the world. Oh, yes, how wonderful it is. And how wonderful these destructive devices are. Oh, yes, how wonderful they are. Yes, all we have to do is say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We say, I look around the world and I see peace. If all of us, every human being on the face of the earth, were to say there is peace on earth, he, she, they would experience peace on earth. it's a foregone conclusion. If any one were to say there is now peace on earth, that one would experience peace on earth. 10,000 should fall at my right and 1,000 at my left, but nothing shall come nigh unto me when I believe in myself, when I believe in the goodness of the universe, when I believe in the perfection of all. Just imagine if every mother and every father were to teach every child that they are divine, that they are good and very good, that they are capable of absolute marvelous and magnificent things that had never been dreamed upon the earth, and they will be the ones who bring them forth. If every child thought that they were a genius, which they are, how wonderful that would be. If every child were raised to respect himself, you don't have to teach him to respect others. You teach him to respect himself. And when he respects himself, he'll respect others. It's just an actual truth. We want to get going with such big and major propositions, such as world peace, such as world economy, such as world greenery, and all of the other good things. And if we could just begin with ourselves. Just begin with ourselves. If we could just make our corner of our life the little corner of green peace. If we could make our corner of where we live a place of love, a place of honor, a place of goodness. My, my, what a beautiful experience that would be for us. We've read many stories about how a person in the neighborhood would sort of take care of his yard and make it beautiful. And the whole neighborhood was a run-down neighborhood. And as this one person did this, little by little, the neighbors began doing it too. Little by little, they began having the feeling of pride this man had in his place. And it spreads like an infection, and a beautiful infection it is, of honor and pride in one's home, in one's grounds. Many stories are told about it, and yet we just don't seem to put it into practice ourselves. If every mother and father were to teach their children that we live in a lovely home, whatever home it may be, bless it, honor it, respect it. We live in a wonderful land. Bless it, honor it, respect it. We have the nature of the divine in us and in all around us. And the plants that grow, that's divine. The weeds, they're divine too. And we may not want the weeds, but they're divine. And we may choose to have roses instead of thorns, and that's okay. And of course, roses have thorns too, don't they? But we may choose to have what we consider the beautiful things of life. Now, this can only happen when we have it in our heart. And you say, well, look around us. There's so much beauty. There's so much goodness. That's right. Because it is the natural affectation of a normal human being. It is the natural outpicturing of a divine being. And we are divine beings. We are wonderful beings. We are wonderfully made and wonderfully created and wonderfully disposed. We spend so much of our time in reading outward things, in reading the dreams of others, in reading the concepts of others. And they may be well written, oh, they may be profoundly written and beautifully written. But if we would read the dreams from within ourselves, if we would listen to the divine within ourselves, if we would listen to the magic within ourselves, then wonderful things would happen. I have a very dear, wonderful student and friend, Stefan Stressley, in Bauer, Switzerland. And his day is coming for his book signing. He has written a wonderful book which tells about listening to the peaceful silence within yourself and rising to the call of the infinite that you are. And he will have his book signing shortly, and during that book signing, friends will come and congratulate him and buy his book, and he will have a most wonderful evening and a most wonderful presentation. But of course, stop and think what he's doing. He is living his life, and he wrote it down in his book. He is living his concepts of who he is, and he has written it down in his book. He is going around the world being a loving, gentle being. He is thinking loving, gentle thoughts for himself and for all in his world. And everywhere he goes, the people are loving and gentle. Everywhere he is, the people are thoughtful and kind. Everywhere he is, all of his world is a magnificent expression of what his thoughts are. And his book reflects this. But it's his book. And if we were so blessed to have those thoughts in us, we too would write our book. Maybe we'd write it in our heart. Maybe we'd write it on tablets of stone. Maybe we'd write it in books of paper. Maybe we'd tell it in video, on tapes. Who knows? But the big thing is, what makes Stefan happy is that he lives his life. He lives his values. He lives who he is. What makes Stefan happy is not that his mother and father delight in him, or his brothers and sisters and relatives delight in him, or his friends delight in him. What makes him happy is that he delights in him. And because he delights in him, he is the most desirable friend anyone could ever have, because they too delight in being in this, which they would of themselves love to be expressing and love to be shining forth. Every one of us has that opportunity. We have that opportunity to either go out and do noble, grand things and study wonderful propositions of imagination, that how the world is formed and how these things are done. But we have really within us the greatest, most wonderful, most imaginative thing we could ever have. We have within us that attitude that makes us great. And that attitude comes from the concept, I like me. I like me. I like me. I am divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. These are the virtues of Stefan's book. These are the virtues of the book that lies perhaps unread, unprinted, unrecognized in each of us. And it need not lay there any longer. We can reveal it by every word we speak. Speak words of love, unconditional love for everyone in your world, as I do. Speak joy in the presence of yourself and all of your creation, who is everyone in your world. And like yourself. Like yourself unconditionally, unlimitedly. Just like yourself beyond all possibilities, because as you like yourself, more possibilities for liking yourself will come forth in your consciousness. will come forth in your mind, will come forth in your experience. It's a matter of letting go and letting that which you really are, which I really am, flow out. And it doesn't matter whether we have castles or cottages. It doesn't matter whether we have apartments or whether we have rooms. It only matters that we like ourselves. We live in that inward presence which we are. For we are very wonderful. We are very special. We are very good. And you know, you may laugh, and I'm sure you won't. If you were not super califragilisticexpialidocious, if you were super good, super very good, you would not be listening to this talk today. But since you are divine, since you are magnificent, since you are wonderful, since you are beyond measure, beyond all the dreams that life is, you are living in the now, in the who you are, how wonderful you are, and how fantastic you are. And you are good, and very good. And I am very, very, very proud to know me, and to know you, and to live in this universe right now of magnificence and goodness. Have a wonderful day. Remember, it's not what you study, it's not what you show the world what you are, but it's what you show yourself who you are. And the rest will take care of itself. I love you. I love you. I love you.